Wearing traditional dark blue industrial coveralls and heavy black glasses, Stephen Parson looks like an exterminator. He's preparing to treat the exterior of a local coffee shop. He grabs a brown bag of granular insecticide from his decaled service vehicle, a Honda Civic Hybrid, of course, and reads off the list of ingredients.
Active ingredients. From plant essential oils, clove oil and thyme oil are the main active ingredients, and then that's kind of saturated into ground corn cob with a wintergreen oil.
And what does it repel?
Let's see. Ants, Bermuda grass mites, centipedes, chiggers, cinch bugs, clover mites, cockroaches, crickets, earwigs, fall, army worms, fleas, leafhoppers, millipedes, snow bugs, pill bugs, ticks, soil inhabiting Hymenoptera, such as but not limited to cicada killers, digger wasps, bumblebees, and other insect pests in the landscape, turf, and perimeters around residences and commercial areas.
He pours the spicy ground corn mixture into a broadcaster and sprinkles the coffee shop's hedges, lawn, and building perimeter. Stephen Parson is proprietor of Green Valley Pest Management. His literature shows a close-up of a mom and daughter cuddling up to their lawn. And that's the idea. You don't have to be afraid of these pesticides, even liquid sprays.
This product has some pyrethrum in it, which is derived from chrysanthemums.
This system, called Minimal Risk Pest Control, also provides minimum chemical exposure to pest control employees.
When I was working with conventional pest control, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my face would have a definite burn to it, you know, and you know that that's caused by the pesticides that you're spraying. So you have to think about what carcinogens and whatnot are involved.
As well as the environment, which appeals to consumers seeking alternatives to chemicals, like organic gardener Chandler Harp. He's been sipping coffee on the patio, watching Parson at work.
The planet is what makes us a living. The soil, the air, the water is what makes us a living. So if we can eliminate the chemical intervention and get back to the earth in interaction with the earth, it will provide for us, it will feed us, it will take care of us.
Sustainable's a huge trend in lifestyle and business, and so Parson's company fills a unique niche. His application system even provides points toward LEED or green building certification.
If you wanted to get the extra LEED points and not miss out on some easy ones, and environmentally responsible pest control is a really good way, quick, easy, good all-around way for you to keep your building safer and cleaner.
But for our Sega Cafe owners, Andrea and John Allen, environmental responsible pest control is the only choice.
It feels, I think, just a little safer to know that he's not using, you know, certain types of poisons. It just feels a little better, and I think also the kind of customers we have would appreciate using a green business and supporting that, so.
Inside the coffee shop, a barista fills an ice water dispenser. Parson will treat the inside too, but only after he inspects it for bugs and after hours when no one's around. He says he first got into the bug work in Little Rock.
I worked with bug masters in Little Rock for 8 years. I grew up in that family, their kind of extended family, and then when I was 18, I started working with them. So I was in pest control for years and years. And then I started using these EcoSmart products.
EcoSmart is branded as a leader in green pesticide solutions. The professional supply catalog lists aerosols, dusts, powders, and grains, containing patented blends of plant essential oils, which quickly knock down and control bugs by breaking down the insect's life cycle. The plant fragrance also repels them. Most of the cataloged ingredients are listed as National Organic Program compliant.
It's a octopamine transmitter, it's a neurotransmitter that only insects have. And that octopamine, it controls insect heart regulation, motor, you know, functions, and basically It attacks the insect's nervous system through that neurotransmitter. And fish and birds and mammals don't have that. So it's, you know, it's harmless to us, but it's completely, it's toxic to them.
In the Northwest Arkansas Yellow Pages, you'll find companies with muscular names like Command Pest Control, Excalibur, Extermico, and Presto X. And according to the Arkansas Pest Management Association, all must comply with state and federal laws using only EPA-sanctioned chemicals, some of which are listed as potentially toxic to humans, pets, wildlife, beneficial insects, and the environment. Green Valley Pest Management is also bonded, licensed, and insured, but rated as ecologically safe. Parson has 8 other jobs today, so business is good.
We started last January, and I'd say we have right around 500 clients right now, and right now, probably 60% of those are residents.
Green Valley Pest Management isn't the only environmentally responsible pest control company operating in Northwest Arkansas for now. Parson has a degree in sociology with an emphasis on environmentalism and years of conventional pest management experience. The only bug he doesn't treat for are termites, which require toxic conventional chemicals. He also eradicates rodents using catch and release, if the customers prefer, or bait.
A mouse can slide under a door if there's a crack the size of 2 dimes stacked on each other. So initially we try to go in and make sure all of that's taken care of. And that really cuts down on a lot of your pest control problems. And that way we don't have to go in and just, you know, juice the place.
And juicing her West Fork home with chemicals is the last thing that Liev Black wants, especially with a baby daughter named Eden.
Actually, her name kind of sums it up. I was looking out the window one day about a month before she arrived, and I was staring at our garden and thinking about what is the most important thing in my life. And to me, it's about going back to Eden, kind of making the world what we always wanted it to be. And I want the world to be the kind of place where I don't have to feel afraid of what I'm walking through or what's in my water or, you know, what I might be tracking into the house.
Parson cleared a hornet infestation and treated for spiders in the Black home. But another reason she's contracted with him is because she started to grow certified organic Swiss chard for Ozark Natural Foods in her family's backyard. A big change because Liev used to use conventional chemicals.
And there's no such thing as away. You know, it comes back to us, you know, and people say, oh, well, it's just a one-time application or, you know, it's just a little thing, but it all adds up. It's everywhere by now.
And speaking of everywhere, Stephen Parson also provides a service he calls Scoop, scheduled collection of outdoor pet stool, because data show it may reduce or eliminate exposure to tapeworm, roundworm, cryptosporidium, E. coli, the deadly parvovirus, and flies. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.